Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, away we go. We do this podcast in 3, 2, 1. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You know, I parked behind you today.
Yes, I made sure I pulled up as far as I could, knowing you'd be right behind me.
I was so impressed with my ability to get into the spot.
You've been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah, but I also realized it's 100% because of the backup camera.
Okay.
I really don't think, that's one piece of technology that if that was taken from me, or let's just say it just stopped working in my car. Every once in a while, the backup camera does, this shaky thing where I feel like one of the wires is loose.
Yep.
But if that ever went away, I'm no longer able to park my car.
See, I don't have one. Never have had one.
Yeah, I don't know how you people do it.
It's easy. I've never had one. So,
but still, I don't know how you see how close you are
you
to the car
it,
behind
and you.
You
used to do it.
No, I was so bad at it. I don't think I ever was able to do it, Jerry.
So you're telling me before you had backup cameras, and you had cars here without backup cameras in this building, you never parallel parked. I don't believe that.
You
used to drive all over the place for a spot before you finally settled on just pulling up.
Yeah,
front.
I was probably looking for a really roomy spot I could just pull right in.
I do, but I remember we all did it.
I see these cars now. We got in an Uber after our Jersey City show, and I don't even know how this camera works, but these cars have these cameras.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
So we were in this big SUV, and the guy's backing out of a parking lot, and on his screen is a shot from above. A video.
Yeah. So when I do, the Mazda CX-30 or CX-50, that I think is going to be Kim's next car because her Expedition soon, it's time to move on. So I spent 2 hours driving around in that Mazda. It is freaking phenomenal. And the guy explained to me all the satellite cameras that you can see everything around you. It is unbelievable. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know where I would use that, though. I get the backup camera.
Yeah.
I don't know where I guess you could use the satellite camera to see your car from above for pulling in close.
Yeah, sure.
Because I feel like I could really use a front camera on my, front bumper.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah.
And do you ever see, this used to panic people when people would be backing up and not looking? Because I'll do that move sometimes because I'm looking at my camera.
Yeah.
And the people behind you don't know you have a backup camera.
Gosh.
And they're nervous that you're not even looking. You're just backing up.
Well, I get that.
Smash them.
So I get that sensation when I'm on a little bit of a hill, stopped at a light.
Yes.
And I know that I can freak the people out behind me with the 5-speed.
The stick shift that you are.
Where I will start rolling back as far as I can and watch their face in the mirror. It's tremendous.
Yeah,
so I know the look.
Yeah.
I do know the look.
That is a very popular look. I've been seeing this a lot lately, too, on cars. And I think it must mean something other than the obvious because I'm seeing it everywhere. There are cars that have stickers on them that say student driver.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them.
A lot of them. Okay.
Yeah, to the point where it feels like it's a double meaning of something. Like, student driver sticker means I sell weed out of my car.
I'm going to Google that.
Like, if you try to take notice of that.
Okay.
Notice how many cars, and nice cars, too. That's the thing that throws me off, Jerry. It might be a nice, stylish,
really
expensive car, and you're telling me they put a big bumper sticker on the back that says student driver? Something's up with that.
I haven't noticed that, but yeah. I also haven't looked.
It's as noticeable now to me as seeing all the people driving around with Texas paper plates.
Wow, the first thing that comes up on Reddit, what is with all the student driver stickers?
Yeah.
How about that? And this goes back to 2022.
Okay.
Where people started doing this.
People started noticing. Something's
up. Interesting.
I'm going to start. I'm going to start noticing a little bit more, Jerry.
Someone.
Just a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't see anything other than. All right, so YouTube has from a year ago, there's a report on NBC.
Mm-hmm. New drive that one.
How about that? Look at this. This is NBC.
Yeah.
In Washington. So it's not just around
right.
here.
So it's something's going on.
How about that? Real quick.
All of this, I think you're either a bumper sticker person or you're not.
They don't know. They don't know what's really going on, Jerry.
No, they got nothing. But that's interesting, though.
Yeah, something is going on.
Yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're
I also noticed, I saw an old car, like a beautiful old car driving. Like it was a car from the 1970s,
mm-hmm.
early 1970s. It was very well done, but it made me remember what rear side view mirrors used to look like.
Okay.
So tiny.
Yeah.
Like it's just this mini, first of all, the cars also didn't used to have. You only had a side view mirror on the driver's side.
Right.
There was no side view mirror on the passenger side.
I remember
side.
That. Yeah.
That like came out in the probably late 80s maybe, yep. mid to late 80s.
My I guess parents had a Cutlass Sierra, a white Cutlass Sierra, I think it was, that didn't have a passenger side. That's that one I remember.
Did they just assume you were using the inside rear view mirror and then the glance over?
I guess so.
Now we've got side view mirrors large. We've got the little light on the side view mirror to say if someone's in your blind spot.
Yep. Cameras.
Cameras.
Yeah.
All over.
Yep. Very safe.
I even love the ones like the Tesla has the cameras where even if your car is parked and someone goes near it, it records.
Oh, wow.
And it's got all on the side.
That's
everything.
Pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Really cool.
That is pretty cool. Real quick.
Yeah.
Guy from Colorado says, used to be in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
The notion is if you see a student driver sticker, the likelihood of pulling them over very low.
Okay.
So that could be why. Could be.
I'm going to investigate this using my Twitter today, Jerry. I'm going to ask. Because I just feel like something's up.
Yeah, clearly, and people know it.
You're right? Something's up, Jerry.
Yes. I mean, again, those go back to 2021 and 22. So it's been increasing and increasing.
So I may even ask someone if I see them in their car.
Okay.
Excuse me. May I ask why you have that student driver or new driver thing?
Oh.
Oh, my face. Do not punch me in the face if I ask that question.
Take those in your stupid glasses and get out of here.
But here's what I'm saying to you people. I'm on to you.
I hear you.
I am on to you.
Now, you can put a bumper sticker of almost anything you want on your car. So if you want to put student driver.
I always thought it
odd. We're really all still learning.
Right, Jerry. We never stop being student drivers.
Once you stop learning. You die.
You die, right?
Right.
I do think it's funny, like, the people that will put a political bumper sticker on their car.
Yeah, some people
do. You
know
what I mean?
Like, a lot of people do, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Like, I still see people with, like, Al Gore bumper stickers. Like, that's still
on
your...
Hey, dude, need a new car.
Yeah, this is still on your car.
I mentioned the Cutlass Sierra. Maybe that's the kind of car it was.
Like, I think it's funny if it's a really old one, like Reagan Bush.
Sure.
Like, give me a Reagan Bush
one. I'll
bet
you can buy those new.
You can buy the Reagan Bush ones for sure.
I wouldn't even be surprised. Clinton Gore, I'm sure you could buy those too.
But why would you even have, like, regardless of who you're voting for, our two choices are going to be Mr. Donald Trump and Mr. Joe Biden, right?
Right.
And people hate each one equally,
correct.
Right? So let's say you put all Trump stickers or all Biden stickers on your car. And that car is just sitting in a parking lot. You don't think some weirdo on the other side is not going to swift kick your car?
You've put a big X on your car.
Yeah, why would you do
well,
that?
Well, even like there's a really nice house. It's not too far from where I live. I have a few minutes. Beautiful home with nice columns on the front. And they clearly bought and had them made these giant Donald Trump 2024 banners mm-hmm. that go from the ground to the second level of the house up to the top of the column. I'm like, it's great that you like the guy, but why would you want to advertise that for some lunatic to, I don't know, throw baseballs through your window? Because right. It is amazing how polarizing they are and how much people despise the other side.
And it's going to get worse
yes.
as we get closer to November.
And you're not kidding, man.
There is a guy who drives up and down Ocean Avenue. He's got what I can only describe as a monster truck, meaning that the tires are so gigantic. Mm-hmm. And he's got giant Donald Trump flags flying.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes down the street and back.
Just driving back and forth.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see him coming down the street because it's just fun. You see a big monster truck with flags.
There's also, which I'm sure you've seen, these giant Donald Trump campers.
I have not seen.
You haven't seen these where it's Trump 2024, MAGA, all this stuff plastered all over the camper. They park them they stop in the parking lots of the supermarkets. They just sit there. I'm like,
I've not seen
these people
this.
Work? Does anybody work?
Maybe this is a good thing for like retired people. You pick a political person.
I don't even think I don't think they're retired.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think what I see is people our age doing this. I mean, unless their work, they have remote jobs and they're working in the camper, which I guess is possible. It's not out of the question. But it's just, I don't know, man. I look around. I see places busy in the middle of the day on a Wednesday. Go to work.
Yeah. Where are you people going to
man,
work?
Man, fascinating.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we're at.
Yeah. And I think it's gotten worse since the pandemic as far as like people, so many people work from home. They'll just be like, I know it's the middle of my workday, but I'm going to go big food shopping.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. You see the article in the Post the other day? The big problem that companies are having with their remote employees is they're starting to find out that employees are on vacation. Like, they didn't take off, and yet they're in Aruba.
Yeah.
Now, I guess if they're attached to their laptop, I guess what is the issue with that technically if you're staying in front of your laptop? But it sounds like people are by the pool with their laptop next to them, and they check it every hour.
I've also heard of people that have remote jobs that have two full-time remote jobs that they're doing at the same time.
Why not? Like, why not?
Because it seems like you're not really committed to the one job.
Let me tell you something. When Kim used to work at, I don't want to say the name, but it was a financial institution, pretty much out of college, maybe a year or so after that, she would go to work like a normal person. She worked 9 to 5:30, got home at 6:15, 6:30 every day, and her job was fine. Much like a lot of people's who has desk work, they're not in front of their computer all day. They're up, they're walking around, they're talking, they're doing this, they're doing that. After Matthew was born, she went work from home 2 days a week, in the office 3 days a week. Her work from home was a joke. As she said, she never realized how little she did every day because part of your workday was communicating with people, talking to people, socializing, to where I think she equated her workday to like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And she got to a point where she would log in at 9, see that there wasn't much to do. She'd let the work build a little bit. And then she would literally work from 11 to like 1:30 and knock it all out and then just check every 45 minutes to see if anything came in. And if it did, she let it build. And at 5 o'clock, she'd take 15 minutes and finish it.
Yeah.
And she got paid for a full workday. So that doesn't shock me. Productivity is really ridiculous when you think about it.
Yeah, it's got to be way down. Or like you're saying, even when you were going to the office.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think even so. Think about how many people just walk around here.
We got a lot of walkers.
Yeah. I mean, we got people like, are you working right now? Are you on break? Are you just hanging out?
And then we also have a lot of people that don't come to the office.
Yes. Correct. Still.
Yeah.
Doing God knows what.
Exactly.
Yep.
Jerry, when you have to, I had this experience yesterday and I grew quite frustrated. I want to see where you are in this. So I needed to make a doctor's appointment. I wanted to go see an endocrinologist, mm-hmm. Jerry, because of my bone density thing. I want to, the Prince of Longevity told me follow up with an endocrinologist.
Yep.
Okay. So first I go, okay, let me find an endocrinologist that is near me in my network.
Makes sense.
Okay. So there's one really big place connected to the hospital, and they've got many endocrinologists, and they're in my thing. So I called them. They go, okay, we first available is January.
Of next year.
Yeah. Wow. January. I go, what? Like, I was stunned. Like, yeah. I actually stunned. January.
If they would have said July, okay.
Right. If July, I would have been like, oh, I guess I'll take it. Why are we booking so far?
I have no idea. I don't know. It goes to show you want to know why health insurance costs so much money.
Yeah.
I think people just go to go. I really do.
They did always say that about old retired people, mm-hmm. that they just would go to the doctors because they had nothing else to do all day.
Maybe. And they're worried.
And right.
No,
right.
No.
And you may as well, hey, we'll go get this checked out.
Yeah. Even something like as simple as the dentist. I told you this for a while now. When I grew up, you went to the dentist once a year. Now it's like my dentist wants to see me every 4 months.
We'll see you next month, Jerry.
So I canceled my last appointment, mostly because I actually was sick. And then it hit me like, why am I going to reschedule? I'll just go in 6 more months or in 7 months, and I'm going to start going once a year. Why am I, every time I go, they want to do something, and it costs me $1,000. How about this? I'll go once.
Right.
And if it's great, great. And if it's not, all right, we'll take care of it, and I'll see you in another year.
I'll see you every March.
But it's like, I'm with you, man. These appointments have gotten out of control.
Yeah, it's like so far in advance. And then the other weird thing is, like, when we're picking doctors, like, unless you know somebody who's going to the same type of specialist,
mm-hmm.
it's a crapshoot.
100, but you have no idea.
Okay, here's the list of endocrinologists, or put any
yep.
doctor in your list.
Have you ever done this? Picked out a doctor, and again, you don't know where you're going.
Don't know.
And when you get in there, because this happened the first urologist I went to, he actually wound up moving to Georgia, I believe. I only saw him like twice. But I almost left because his degree was from like, I don't even remember, but it was some random known Kelleher State University. I was like, that's where you learn to do this? And now you're going to put a finger in my ass to check my prostate?
Yeah.
What if he's doing it just for a little squeezy-squeeze? Like, really, it was like, do I really want? And he turned out, he was not a good dude, I think. I had 2 appointments with him. It was fine. I'm sure he was good. I don't know. But it was like, huh, that's not Harvard.
No.
I like to see Harvard Medical.
Jerry, by the way, this is the other thing I run into. So I go there. I'm looking online first. First, I'm looking for people in my network.
Right.
Which all the appointments are January. Then I go, okay, I guess I'll pay out of pocket. Then I start looking.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No one gets their medical degree in the U.S. Everyone I'm seeing is from a foreign country.
The University of Cambodia.
Legitimately like that.
I know.
How am I supposed to judge that?
I know. Reviews. I don't know.
That's right. That's all I do is I go to reviews.
I don't know. I don't know how else you do it. It is funny. I know. I think you can. I think what does help, and I have done this a couple of times now because I finally do have a. I told you a few years ago I didn't have a primary doctor. I would go to walk-ins all over the place.
Yeah.
But like 3 years ago, I started seeing this one specific doctor. I will ask them for referrals. Like, all right, I need to go see. Like when the guy moved to Georgia, I told him I needed another urologist. And he sent me to the guy I go to now. I will do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But ask friends, family. I don't know. I mean, you and Eddie share a urologist and a carpenter, so... Why not an endocrinologist if he has one?
In fact, our urologist and carpenter, same guy. Yeah, I don't know what to... I just don't know. And if you move, like I moved from really Basking Ridge down to Bradley Beach, it's quite a distance.
Yeah.
So I had all my doctors up there. It was all in one location. I love that. I love a single location where they got everything. But now I'm down here and it's like we're down Bradley Beach. I can't. How am I picking a urologist? How am I picking a gastroenterologist? Mm-hmm. A skin doctor? How am I picking all of these people?
Yeah, randomly.
Randomly.
Yep.
Yeah. Or hope that you randomly picked one that you like, and then you can tell me.
Oh, for
sure.
Hey,
I randomly picked this person, and I like them.
Yeah.
They went to the University of Cambodia.
You do see that a lot. Yeah. You are right.
Everyone.
Like, I want to see Johns Hopkins.
I looked at a bunch yesterday. I legitimately, this probably took me 90 minutes yesterday.
Wow.
I was going through all these different endocrinologists. No one goes to medical school in America anymore. Nobody.
It's too expensive.
Is that right?
I mean, you want to go to medical school? What do you think, if I Googled right now, what the cost would be to get through 4 years of college and medical school? What do you think?
Didn't think of that part, Jerry.
Well, I'm just saying.
Quite expensive. I don't know what medical school costs.
I'm going to put
$100 grand a year?
In the USA, it's going to say $65,000 a year.
That seems low.
And that's not, those are what's called public medical schools.
Yeah.
Private medical schools are more. So here, Association of Medical Colleges research, the average cost of attending four-year medical school average approximately, if I'm reading this right, between $200,000 and $247,000 for 4 years. That's medical school after you've gone to college.
Right.
It's a lot of money. I mean, so my guess would be you're talking $400,000 to get through those 8 years. So if you can do it, if I put, all right, cost of medical school, how about in the UK?
I wouldn't even mind a doctor from the UK. At least I've heard of, like, London.
You're fair. All right, so give me a place. India?
South America.
South America.
Yeah, I feel okay. Like people go to South America.
South America.
You know what I'm a real sucker for, Jerry, when it comes to a doctor?
What's that?
I judge a doctor based on how nice the office is. So if it's in, like, a nice new office park, I'm
sure,
like, this is a good doctor. And they could be a great doctor in a crappy old building. I'd be like, this person don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. I got to tell you. All right, so here, Argentina, medical school in Argentina.
Yeah.
Between $5,000 and $15,000 a year.
Do they know what they're doing, though, Jerry, when they get out of there?
I really don't know. How much international is... Yeah, so this is saying international medical schools will cost for the 4 years between $38,000 and $150,000 a year. So clearly some can be more, but it's definitely cheaper. Definitely cheaper.
Yeah, I
know.
So
you just hope they're learning the proper things.
Right, because then you hear all these stories be like, 2020 did an investigation. This person isn't even really a doctor.
I
like,
know.
What? They've been putting their finger in my butt.
Because they said they went to Uppsala.
Right. They went to Uppsala and then Cambodia University.
That's it.
It's unbelievable, Jerry. I just don't know what to do.
Yep.
Just randomly picking. That's why when I was living in Basking Ridge, I went to this place called Summit Medical Group.
Okay.
It was this big place. They had every specialty in there. So I was just like, I'll pick one of those people.
Right.
Made it easy. Now, they could have also been going to school in Cambodia.
But at least you felt like to get there.
Yeah, I felt like, this place has to have some standards.
More in credentials.
Credentials.
You're right about that.
Whereas if you could just, like, let's say you go to Uppsala, then you go to Cambodia Medical School, and you come back here, and you're just like, I'll open up my own place.
Yes.
In a nice
and
building.
People will go.
Yeah, people will go because we're desperate.
Especially if they can get an appointment sooner than January of next year.
Exactly. Exactly, Jerry.
I know.
I don't know what to do. This is why I don't go to doctors.
Well, you do, though.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Bone density problems.
Right. My mailman didn't tell me that. I actually did go to the doctor.
Right.
Man.
I know.
Do you see Apple's coming out with a new iPad? They did a release.
I didn't.
It doesn't seem like anything.
It's probably not. They're probably little tweaks, and people will line up and buy them.
You know what their big selling point, I feel like, on this one is? The thinnest one we've ever made.
Okay. They're pretty thin already.
Right. And, like, my iPad does everything I need it to do, and it's got to be 5 years old now.
Yeah, you'll have an issue soon.
Yeah, but
they'll put a bug in it.
Yeah, but I feel like they've given me a lot of years with it.
All right, fair
and
then you're good.
I do love the idea of getting a new iPad, but I know it's like getting a new car.
Yes.
A week later, it feels like...
A car.
Well, I've had this forever.
I know.
This new iPad.
I was having that conversation about the car with Kim yesterday. She said, how much mile? I don't know why the conversation came. Oh, because Matthew's car was in the shop for something. And she's asked me what my mileage was. I'm like, about 180,000. She goes, soon? I'm like, no. She's like, really? She goes, you've had it like 4.5 years, 180,000 miles. I'm like, no. I'm like, I actually like this car. I said, it's really good for Manhattan. This car will die before I get rid of this car. I said, we'll talk about your truck. That's fine. But my car, I am not doing anything with.
Yeah.
I'm literally, I think I'm 6 months away from, I took a 5-year, 60-month thing. I'm like, I'm 5 months away from owning it. I'm like, I'm not doing anything with
this. Oh, yeah, no. It is a great... It is nice when you get into a really nice car.
Of course.
Like, oh, man, this is really great. But there is something to be said for having a car that you do not care where you park it.
You're right.
Like, I've come out. My car, if you see my car on the street, Jerry, it's sprinkled with yellow road
crap.
Paint. Yellow road paint.
I know.
If I had a nice car, it'd be, what the...
I know.
But I'm just like, ah, this is funny. Look at this yellow road paint.
Someone clearly tapped my car or banged into it in the front because there's a piece that popped out, and I found it cracked on the floor, like on the on the street. I'm like, what the hell? And there was a little like red paint,
yeah,
which I was able to chip off. But clearly, it was a red car that parallel parked right into my bumper in the front. Like, but whatever.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I don't care. There's nothing I can do about it. And if that was a $50,000 car that I just bought, like, man, that's why it amazes me when we see these BMWs and I don't mean just cars, even though the small little crossover vehicles, beautiful cars out there, the Land Rovers, like, put it in a garage. If you could afford that car, why are we screwing around with alternate side of the street parking? Put it in a garage.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I remember when my mom got a new Thunderbird in 1978 Thunderbird. And she was panicked, Jerry. We would go to ShopRite and stuff. She would park so far away.
Mm-hmm.
So far away. And then we'd come out, there'd be a cart
right
up
next
against
to it. Yep.
And there was no one else in the parking lot. And
the wind blew the cart.
I just remember the anxiety of thinking about, where are we parking? When you open the door, don't hit another car. Just,
I know.
Like, it's not worth it.
I know. Well, it's not for me, so I don't have to worry about it.
Even when I do get a new car, I care about the inside of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can control that. But now that I have a dog, that's also out of my control. But, like, I never cared about the outside of my cars. Just because
there's not a lot
of
you can do.
Control, out
you
of
you can
control.
Wash it, but then it rains the next night.
And now our cars are just filled with pollen.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Green pollen.
My car's a mess. I know.
Yeah. Same here.
Yep.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
Yeah.
You're back here tomorrow for warm-up?
Yes.
Oh, we'll see you at 5 a.m. then. So!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.